Hello and welcome. You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mir. So Zach, a day of deaths and apologies. So whether you agree with him or not, Martin McGuinness in Ireland of Sinn Féin has died, and also Rockefeller over in the States. And then Google are, of course, apologising over putting ads with questionable content. So what do you make of all that?
Well, Rockefeller was officially a philanthropist. I'm not quite sure whether Martin McGuinness was for his cause, but clearly a great influence on Northern Ireland and Ireland in general over the last 50 years. One of most of my memories from the early 70s are from the Troubles and all that period. So it is a big event.
Exactly. And what do you make of Google? Because, of course, all the companies such as M&S have been pulling or putting their ad content on Google on hold until it addresses its having some extreme content on there. So do you think that's the right thing to do?
I think there's two things there. I think the likes of M&S are being rather squeamish, but I think the likes of Google are also being a little bit...
Squeamish? They're having their ads next to terrorist videos. No, but
they're very squeamish anyway. I think in general, just the slightest whisper of anything slightly...
But it's not just M&S, it's a lot of other companies as well that are doing it.
They're doing it more on a business point of view than anything else. But in general, the companies tend to be rather squeamish, obviously, to protect their sales. But I think at the same time, I think the likes of Google and... Twitter are being rather flippant in their approach as well. I think they've become rather arrogant in their approach too, even though they're supposed to
be... You mean Facebook rather than Twitter?
I think all of them have social
media. But they're not going to start policing their content. I mean, I don't even know how Google on YouTube would even begin to police all of its content. So they have apologised, but they've stayed quiet on whether they're going to do that.
I think it would cost them a lot of money if they did that.
Well, exactly. Okay, so let's take a look at what's most popular in business and finance. And OpenReach turns to virtual reality to recruit 1,500 trainee engineers. So that's good news on the job market, Zach.
Yes, there is that. And also I'm not quite sure how useful virtual reality is because I'm an old timer, but it would appear that at least in terms of training and assessing somebody's abilities for a job, especially that job, it is useful.
Okay, so next slide. And we have Wall Street flat on lack of Trump tax policy details. Why would you say that is?
Little bit of a non-story. Wall Street, I think, just being flat at the highest levels or all-time levels, which it is an achievement. Clearly, there's now an issue with Trump's delay, making America wait. There is an issue. But I just don't see that people... I mean, I think people are just so single-mindedly on the stock market bull cause. It'll take a lot to get them out of that mode.
Mm. Okay, so next slide. And we have the RBA's minutes from its March meeting were published, keeping the key cash rate at a record low, 1.5%. It warned that a strengthening currency could destabilise economic growth of 2.4% in 2016.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a business as usual situation there. You'll see in the following slide that people have become more bearish on the Aussie dollar, and that is the obvious take from that news.
Okay, so we will move on then. And the economic calendar, lots of eyes on the Bank of England and Carney's speech. I know you'll be watching it with some interest.
Well, I'll probably look and see what he said afterwards, actually. I'm not really a big fan of the man, but the main news today, really, CPI number 2.3%, higher than the 2.1% expected. And the question now from Carney, which I'll read obviously after he's spoken, is what level inflation has to be for him to raise rates. Is it 3%, 4%, 10%, or not at all?
People are not really expecting a rate rise that soon.
Yeah, but you can't have interest rates at a quarter and inflation at 5%, for instance. I mean, that's just total madness. Not that that's something I'd put beyond that man, but there is an issue now between as far as how high inflation will be allowed to go.
Mm. Okay, so let's move on then to the FX sentiment.
Cooling off a bit on gold and silver, and you can see that reflected in the prices of both those commodities. Also cooling off on sterling after a decent run from 121 to 124. I suppose a little bit of the euphoria there has died off after the Article 50 date has been confirmed. On the euro, still very short of the euro, even as it goes up to 108. That's gone up about a cent, and I think people are getting squeezed there. Mm-hmm. And then finally on dollar-yen, going more long of that at the lower levels, and so far that looks like an okay thing to do.
Okay, so let's move on to our trade of the day, and Morrison's.
Morrison's been such a great fundamental story over the last year. I think, you know, David Potts, the CEO, has just done everything right there. I mean, just the man's, a CEO hero. One of the few who, I think, in the FTSE 100 are actually doing something difficult and something imaginative. So the trend line break here, disappointing, but it is a technical signal there. It's a triple top there towards 250 and a gap down as well. So hopefully the objective there of 228 will be hit, and then the shares will rise again after that.
Absolutely. Okay, let's move on. So broker recommendations, what's catching your eye there, Zach?
Caught my eye, GKN Engineering Group in the news recently on the basis of trying to raise 200 million or so to plug its £2 billion pensions hole. Tullow Oil, I think they had a rights issue the other week, so Deutsche Bank going for a buy rating after the rug was pulled from under the bulls. Lower target there, though, at £2.70. And then Online Gaming Group, 888 Holdings, the highlight of the other stocks on a very dull day for broker recommendations.
Fantastic, Zach. Thank you. Well, don't forget you can follow us on Twitter @OfficialTipTV. And coming up next, our proactive investor shares of the day.